This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Metro Denver's transit system has appointed a new chief of police. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
RTD's chief of police and emergency management retired in March. On Tuesday, the transit agency announced Joel Fitzgerald Sr. will take over the role. Fitzgerald has 3 decades of law enforcement experience and has run 4 police departments. But this will be his first time as a chief of a transit system's police force. He has his work cut out for him. Crime on buses, trains, and at stations has plagued the district. More than 1,000 people have been arrested around Union Station in 2022. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Meanwhile, in Aurora, the city will give out free security equipment this Saturday as the city navigates a wave of auto thefts. Aurora police say more than 4,200 vehicles have been reported stolen this year. Saturday's event will offer steering wheel locks, catalytic converter tags, and firearm locks. People can also get prescription drug disposal bags. Aurora City Council is considering whether to introduce mandatory minimum sentences for car thieves. Breckenridge Ski Resort is working on a plan to provide year-round childcare for employees. The Summit Daily reports the resort's chief operating officer says the aim is to have about 20 spots. The executive says she's not sure how many employees have children. The resort has offered childcare in the past, but not year-round. This is CPR and KRCC. Thank you for joining us today. This hour, we're listening to Here and Now. In Denver right now, it is 88 and sunny, and in Grand Junction, it is 92 and sunny as well. The rest of the week in Grand Junction should be in the low 90s to upper 80s. Meanwhile, in Colorado Springs, it's 78 degrees with a chance of rain.